In the history of traffic management, the Sydney Harbour Bridge has played an important role in testing new initiatives. John Daly recalls the bridge as it was in 1958.
The tram tracks were still there, I think. I know they disappeared, and I remember a famous expression, it's a trial. We're taking the trams off as a trial. And I think the same night they were covered with bitumen and concrete or excavated out, so it wasn't a very long trial.
Murray Fairley recalls.
Because the peak hour flow in one direction was very much higher than the off-peak flow in the other direction, it was decided to introduce a tidal flow on the bridge, four lanes in one direction and two in the other. And the tidal flow arrangements were controlled by rubber flaps, which were placed manually on the bridge.
They were fairly solid, which they had to be, and you knew when you hit one, and you'd occasionally get them stuck under your car.
John Bliss adds.
Pulling up those rubber flaps, I've got to say, with an iron rod, got very interesting on wet days because those flaps tended to be sucked down onto the surface. And if you've tried to lift one off slightly the wrong way, darn, they'd dislocate your shoulder.
Murray Fairley recalls.
Towards the end of my career, one of the interesting things that was done was the introduction of one-way toll on the bridge. In the university days, talking to Ross Blunden, the Professor of Traffic Engineering, he casually mentioned to me one day that if we collected our tolls only in one direction, we'd improve the traffic flow considerably. And talking about it one day with John McCarroll, and I think George Vassillo was in on the discussion, I raised the question of one-way toll. What would we have to do if we only collected the toll in one direction? And George and John produced some plans showing what could be done. But one of the problems was that during the period when we were collecting no toll for the traffic travelling north, how could we get them to travel quickly through the booths without stopping and trying to pay toll? And I think John McCarroll at the time said, well, why can't we just fold the toll booths up and get them out of the way? And I thought, that's not as revolutionary as it sounds. It should be a possibility. That same afternoon, I rang our mechanical engineer out at Rose Hill, explained to him what the problem was, and I said, can you design me a set of collapsible toll booths which we can use in the morning and then push out of the way? And he said, of course we can. We can design anything.
George Vassallo adds.
I didn't design the actual toll booths. I just designed the layout of where the toll booths should go. I put up the suggestion in my layout that the toll booths would be on rollers and they'd move out of the way.
It worked like a charm, except for the fact that on the first night when people were getting accustomed to the new traffic arrangements, the Minister for Highways was held up in the traffic going home and he made an awful fuss about the scheme was no good and I think he felt that he'd been talked into something he shouldn't have approved.